Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, it's Trina Mara here. Something for the weekend. Lyra is on the phone and you're whispering today, Lyra.
I know. I'm literally on a bus on the way to another bus with 15,000 suitcases full of stage outfits and a massive fur jacket on because I couldn't fit it in my bag and I'm sweating. I'm not travelling that as glam as Westlife. I'm literally on a bus.
Oh, wait a sec. Come here to me. Is this a fancy bus or are we talking a regular?
Oh, no. This is a regular bus. Two double-decker London bus.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a tour bus like Westlife. I mean, I'm so glam. I just want to keep it real, you know?
You're keeping it real. It's not like you can't have one. You're just keeping it real. I love totally. I'd love if the bus conductor came on now and caught you without paying a fare or something like that. That'd be great. If you could get yourself...
That would be something would
happen to me. Yeah, if you could get yourself thrown off the bus, that'd make great radio.
Oh, God almighty. I don't know how to handle it with my bag.
So where are you heading off to?
I'm on my way to Heathrow, Terminal 5, and then I'm getting a bus to Brighton to unpack and repack, then go back up and go to Belfast.
This is life as a pop star. Did you think that you'd be living out of a suitcase as much as you are?
No. Oh my, it is hard work, I tell you. Yeah. Planning the outfits is like... I find it really hard, actually.
Would you know? Would you be bringing all the laundry home to Cork?
Yeah, I will have to. I'd be having to do laundry runs on tour because obviously all the bodysuits on my stage tights and everything that. So I'd be sweating on stage. So I'd be like going to the laundry, which is like hosiery and tights. They're like, "Who is your one and what job does she have?" And I'm like, "I swear, I'm a singer. I swear to God."
I swear.
They're probably like, "You are, yeah."
I'm sure actually when you're in England, you're trying to explain that phrase, you know, "I are, yeah," but when you actually you're not.
I say so much Irish things on stage that I don't realise until I see people look at me like really confused. I'm like, oh yeah, they don't know what I'm talking about.
You need to you need to start doing some Insta lives of translation. Yeah, how to speak our lingo. So come here, you're going to be in Dublin then for New Year's.
I am. I can't wait. Double show. I mean, how exciting is that?
What is this now?
So we're ringing the New Year, but we're doing two shows and... One's like a matinee show, so all the little kiddies can come. It's going to be great. Mm. And then we're doing like a midnight moment that day as well. Yeah. And then we go on to the late night show and Westlife are joining us for that one and they're ringing in the new year. So
brilliant.
It's going to be great festivities up in Dublin.
So the entertainment is going to be starting for the matinee show by 4 o'clock and they're doing the countdown at 7. So if you're somebody like me who gets tired before midnight, I would never be a pop star, Lyra. If you're someone like me, the matinee show might suit you, never mind the children. And then the big event now would be, you're probably a real night owl, are you?
I'm not normally. When I'm not like glitzandglam.com, I'm in bed by 10. Like, I'm so not rock and roll. It's unbearable. I've had the training. Like, I have rang in the new year for the past 2 years. So I think I've had my training of the new year staying up. So I'll be able for it this year.
Yeah, but then you're wrecked the next day. Isn't it gas? Imagine she goes to bed at 10 o'clock. You never thought that, did you? No.
Nope.
So musically, what's going on with you? Have you got lots lined up then for 2023?
Yes, loads. Like loads of new music. I'm back in the studio finishing other songs that I've already written, just getting them up to like playable standards. And it's going to be a lot of that. I'm also doing my UK tour next year, which is so nice to be, crossing the water and doing something a bit different.
Because where are you kind of based? Are you based in the UK normally or are you based here?
I'm really 50-50 because I rent down in Brighton, but I'm home all the time.
So you're renting like with other people?
No, just myself.
Just by yourself?
Flat.
Is it lonely?
I'd have to be. Sure, I'd be singing. I'd be writing songs at home. I'd be wailing away into my laptop. If my housemates, they'd be like, "Would you stop?"
Sure, a free gig every night by Lyra. I wouldn't mind that in the slightest. And then, what are the Christmas plans then?
I finished tour. My last show is on the 22nd at Westlife. So on the 23rd, I'm going home. And I'm just going to be family, 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 family.
So you've been touring with Westlife, have you, in the UK?
Yeah, we've been on the road now. I think we're in total, it's going to be like a month.
Wow.
And
wow.
I just come off my own tour. So like it's a...
It's
probably
full on.
Like 2 months on the road now.
God.
But I love it. Like, people are like, "Are you wrecked? Are you absolutely, are you sick out of seeing hotel?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life."
So come here, you were there the night when Nikki fell down the steps, were you?
Oh, stop the lights was I
God
was.
Love him.
I have to get carried away in a stretcher myself.
How did he not break a leg or something?
I don't know. And like, he was all battered and bruised and everything. And his wife was there, I think, that night.
Because he put up a photograph on Instagram and the marks all over his side. They were.
I was trying to get off the bus and I just dropped my phone on the floor.
Oh.
I don't know if you heard that big bang. I was like, oh, she's gone. She's down on the
floor.
No.
Are you okay? Have you gotten off the bus?
Like, is your one okay?
Are you off the bus now?
I'm off the bus.
This is rock and roll, isn't it? But I was just saying about Nicky, the poor Mark on his side, and then he was getting slagged. The lads were holding his hand on stage to make sure he didn't fall again.
Literally nearly had to be taken away. I thought that was so funny. Yeah. And like, obviously I have a song that I put in set called Falling, and I was like, will I say it? I didn't have the guts. I was like, this one's for Nicky. So I was like, I don't have the guts. I didn't do it.
How is Mark? Is he better? Because they've been on stage as a trio, haven't they? Poor old Mark had pneumonia.
3-4 shows in, and then he was gone with pneumonia in bed.
And is he back, or is he still off?
No, he's not back.
Oh, God love him. I'd say it's very hard for them. Like, the whole show is obviously tailored for 4 of them being on stage, the choreography, everything. You wouldn't expect that to happen. Hope he gets better soon. Look, Lyra, I'm going to let you go because your phone line has gone a bit funny there because you're off the bus now.
Oh, God.
We will see you really soon, and we'll check out all the details for that. The last time you were in studio with me, so maybe we'll see you then in the new year. Thanks so much.
Thanks a million.
See you then. Bye. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio.